I hit the doctor for a checkup, but I'm still sick. Man, I know y'all niggas broke and spending counterfeit. Better rich and men like you might join a bitch. I just made a half a mil, but I ain't counting it. Am I ready? Sick. Your pockets fit. My pockets bad as shit. I got the baddest bitch. My whip sick. My drip sick. I just left the doctor, but I'm still sick.
Let's go. Bitch, I'm sick. Like, I got the flu. Fucking around with your boo. Yes, sir. Back in that mood. Pulling out hundreds and all of them blue. As soon as I pull up, all you hear shit. Blessing the bitch, I got you. BDBNT, bitch, you know how we do. You wanna fuck, baby, you gon' fuck the crew. Yeah, nasty, nasty, nasty. Check out my wrist, bitch, it look like the last. She got a kid and a kid in my kid, but she calling me, baby. She calling me, damn, damn. How can I play with her? She don't wanna fuck, she go home with the taxi. Yo, let me even get that bitch moved. Spend in the back of my jewelry.
Ain't my wrist sick. Your pockets fit. My pockets bad as shit. I got the baddest bitch. My whip sick. My drip sick. I just left the doctor, but I'm still sick.
Verbose.xyz. The madness begins tonight. Viva la revolution! I'm the mad salesman, Miles Littlewood, coupled with my man Crafter tonight. We are Verbose.xyz. Trying to bring it to you as real as we possibly can. Trying to bring it to you genuinely. And trying to break down certain things that we are observing currently in the world that just need to be fucking discussed. Hoping a bunch of people join tonight, not just for our sake, but for your sake as well. I feel like we got something dialed in. Crafter, Black Baby Jesus, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, man, I've been eating up all that paranoia. I am freaking out. The whole world's coming to an end. Fucking Illuminati, Mashiach, it's all happening. It's over, man.
I don't know. I think that this is a rough times, but I don't think it's over yet. It ain't over till the fat lady sings, as they say. I'm still employed. I know a number of people, you know, from around the States, they're still employed, so that's, like, a good sign. I just think that the biggest problem... I mean, there's a lot of angles going on, and, you know, we might as well bust right into the floodgates tonight, Verbose.xyz. We fucking doing this. And also, if you have anything to add to the conversation, and you want to steer this conversation in any sort of way, please... feel free to do so. We're here for the people. But there's several angles that we could go about with this whole coronavirus ordeal. I mean, there's so many avenues that it opens up. For example, like the China virus. It's the China virus, right? It came out of China. It came out of Wuhan specifically. Kung flu, I believe, is what the technical... Correct me if I'm... Isn't that right, Crafter?
that is the technical term of this disease.
Kung flu. The scientific name, I believe, is Kung flu. But China has been scrutinized by Donald Trump from day motherfucking one. Since day one, Donald Trump's been on this bandwagon of, like... And I'm not talking day one sitting in the seat as president. I'm talking day one as, you know... campaigning for this position, for this country to be the commander in chief. You know, it's been his mantra from the beginning, China. And, you know, China probably resents it because they want to continue on their ways of, you know, breaking all, you know, code of conduct as far as copyright's concerned, stealing intellectual property, not to mention being able to force crazy work labor to work for super cheap using, you know, human resources like one of their biggest commodities. I mean, the amount of you know, disrespect for human life in China alone. Regardless, Trump has been nailing on this forever. We've seen this for a while. Why wouldn't we put it past China to go out on a limb, open up a laboratory, release some shit? They have enough population that they can win that war of attrition. It feeds through the population. They make sure that it gets to people that it can move on to different countries. Moves on to different countries. They already have it under control because they knew how to deal with it. Welcome back, Juno. They might even, you know, we could go as deep into that rabbit hole and say maybe they even created the vaccine for it when they created the disease. Spreads to different countries, makes it to the U.S., U.S. is ill-prepared for it. China has a way to economically gain back power over the U.S. In a roundabout way. And they don't give a fuck about their people. They're willing to fucking use them as essentially slave labor anyways to get shit done. And if you're Chinese, I'm not talking shit about you. I'm talking shit about your shit-ass country and your shit-ass fucking government. You know?
They harvest organs from prisoners and shit. They don't give a fuck about human rights. This is one of the worst fucking countries in the history of the existence.
Word. Yeah, so I'm not talking shit about the Chinese. I want to get that squared up right away. Because
it's a communist government. It always leads to abuses and putting the machine before the people.
Indeed. And what brings me to this as well is just looking how the media is eating it up. And they absorb all of that shit. And once they've absorbed all that shit, they're now using the same Chinese talking points. They're using the same, you know, Chi-Com, like, communist talking points. And they're just reverberating that. Soon as the Chinese president or majesty or whatever the fuck he is, Winnie the Pooh-looking motherfucker, comes out and says, oh, this was America, they brought it over from, the soldiers brought it over, they're blaming it on us, but it's them, and then, and that it's racist to say that it's the Chinese virus or coming from Wuhan, when every fucking one of those reporters were saying Wuhan and China virus at the beginning of this whole fucking ordeal. As soon as it ends up on our doorsteps, you know. Go ahead.
It's like, well, the virus infected more people than Chinese, so now it's no longer a Chinese virus. Like, it came from there. AIDS is an African disease, and fucking Corona is an Asian disease, a Chinese one specifically. Like, why? No. I don't understand why they're trying to split hairs on some shit like that, because of feelings or nationality. Like, it's not not like if you're Chinese, it's your fault, you know? Like.
I think that communist parties are masters of identity politics, and all that was a play to that idea, that resonation, and then it just the left in America just fucking ate it up and chewed it up and spit it right back at us. You know, it's so ridiculous how closely these things are connected. And Juno in the chat on Twitch says, "To be honest, Trump did nothing about COVID until Case appeared here. We wasted our head start." Very true as far as border stuff is concerned. Although he was criticized early on because he was trying to close the border to China and restrict that travel. I think he did that fairly quickly before we had a virus here. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. So I mean, there was that action, but when it got here, I think, to speak to your point about, you know, he acted too soon, he acted too late, whatever, I don't give a fuck. I don't think action, and maybe I'm an outlier in this, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Crafter, but I don't think action in this particular instance needed to be as, I don't know, severe as it is. I think that instead of making this huge jump from freedom to no freedom, we should have looked at the situation and who the actual demographics were being affected and be able to quarantine those communities as opposed to all of America for, you know, maybe I'm digging too deep into this, but I feel like, why are you chastising the workforce when we're quarantining ourselves for people who aren't a part of the workforce anymore? So that's kind of the weird thing to me. You could go down a lot of avenues with this, and that's another branch off from that, right? But what if Alex Jones is right? What if fucking Alex Jones is right? And this is the globalists. You know what I mean?
I mean, it kind of feels that way. Like, the whole world on fucking quarantine. Like, I understand how that works in a socialist or communist country, because they have a lot more control. But they can, like, yesterday, or, you know, 3 days ago, whenever before your city or state got put on lockdown, you know, you were responsible for your bills, you were responsible for handling everything, you were responsible for watching your retirement, you were responsible for handling your medical care. And then suddenly they're saying you can't work, but still the other side is that you still have to pay your bills and make your obligations. It's a hypocritical standpoint overall. It's like, how can you expect everything to change but not change the underlying system at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with getting medical care. Okay, so you test positive for coronavirus. Now you need to get medicine, but you're self-quarantined, so how do you get medicine? You're in a state where the government's controlling, but they're not offering solutions to the other end. How do you know? There's no delivery system in place. There's no fucking house calls with hazmat or bunny suits. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's no way to drop off groceries.
Yeah, there's no, and like, why isn't the National Guard been called in already? When you're asking this many people to go home, this many people to leave their jobs, why is the National Guard not already in place handling these kind of things? Where is FEMA at this point? Is this not an emergency? What the fuck is happening?
What's interesting, too, is Trump met with all the governors of all the states, I guess, today on this big press conference, like telecom call. And, you know, apparently it had to do with FEMA response in these areas. And it just seems like Trump's avoiding instituting martial law by leaving it up to the states, suggesting them to institute just that. It's a sleight of hand, in my opinion. Again, maybe I'm reading into this too far as well, but, you know, how else can you get to that? How else can you get to the point where you're losing your freedoms and being shut down into a place with no actual answers to things other than a government that isn't a government body that isn't fully prepared to do so?
Yeah. And the only real advice is stay home and wash your hands. That's all they'll fucking tell it.
Right. But for me, that leads me to believe that it's not that big of a deal. This is practices you should be doing anyways in flu season if you're susceptible. Like, maybe we need to accept that this is kind of a new norm, that this is another bug that we have to deal with. We have to get to the other side of it, see what the survival rate is, and see how it mutates. This is just how these things go. At least it's not a fucking disease where you get it into your nostril and then you start fucking instantly bleeding through your brain out your nose or some shit. You know what I mean? At least it's not fucking Ebola. You know? At least it's not malaria. I mean, the survival rate, I think, is better than your chances of getting these other diseases. Am I wrong on that assumption?
No, definitely not. I mean, I was reading an article today. You can check it on /dot.org and find it. And if we did absolutely nothing, it was no response whatsoever, no quarantine, no isolation, we're going to lose 0.9% of the population of the United States, 8 to 15% of all people over the age of 80 years old. I mean, it's still massive losses, millions of people.
It's sad. Like possibly,
up to 4 million.
So, yeah, 4 million people, and that would be probably one of the largest losses in American history.
Yes, definitely. And, I mean, like, and unfortunately, like, if this is all true, if everything happening is worst-case scenario, you know, like, the people who are ignoring it now will never ignore something like this again.
Indeed. It's a solemn thought. And to me, I think that, you know, I have a grandmother, she's 91 years old, and I think about her, and I think about, you know, all my older generation family, but at the end of the day, it's like you talk about babies, Crafter, like, what's more viable to society, a baby or a grown-ass man? You could see the other perspective of that, grown-ass man, elderly-ass man, you know? I think it's in some Inuit countries, in areas where Inuits are in, like, Alaska, they had the tradition of, like, the super senior members of the community that couldn't provide anymore, they would, like, put them on, like, an iceberg and fucking send them out to sea and shit. Is that crazy or what?
I mean, like, it's kind of makes sense. Like, at some point, you can no longer add to society, you can only take. So, like, I could see, like, you know, like, even if it was only a myth or if it really happened, I don't know. But, you know, like, I could see where at least the tale comes from and what the moral of the story is here. You know, like, I feel like in this situation, like, you know, even if all this works out, the isolation fucking makes this virus, you know, slowly go away. Like, we are risking, you know, 10 to 12 million people going bankrupt or homeless to save 4 million. You know, like, wow. Should we really destroy 10 million people's lives for, like, the next decade to give 80-year-olds another decade.
Wow. Why are we doing that? Why is it that there's such a generational, it's like a ageist classist kind of thing where like these generations are the most revered? Is that like some sort of Christian doctrine as well? It's like, you know, respect your elders kind of thing.
It could come from that, but it's also, I feel like these current situation of elders have spent their whole lives creating programs and benefiting programs and expanding the national debt, which literally means charging the next generation for your life. If we can't pay off the debt for 50 years, that means you're expecting the people 50 years from now to pay it. You know, like that's exactly what they did. And they've raised it to levels never seen before. And it seems like there's a certain generation that feels that their contribution is more than the rest. And it is worth sacrificing everybody else for them.
Well, you know, part of it for me, too, is like, you know, I think people from like the 50s, you know, even like, you can go back to the early 1900s to like 80s, 90s, and you look at how technology has advanced. But then look at the responsibility Americans have had for that up until like, you know, the year 2000 and how that kind of changed. I feel like the majority of millennials and new, I should say millennial generation, and I'm speaking about myself too, tend to be underqualified. And don't have those same like engineering type degrees and things like that to put themselves in positions of like creating manufacturing and more, you know, infrastructure based jobs. Like we kind of skipped out on that to do like basket weaving 101 and fucking women's studies. Do you have the same perspective? And if so, do we, you know, like how do we get there?
I 100% agree, and I don't think it started with the Zoomers, the Gen Z, the current now. Yeah. I think like millennials is that had a way less a part of it. Gen X had you know more than us, but less than the parents before. And it, I feel like it's been a dumbing down of society and a lessening of education because it's the same generation now pulling the strings and telling us we have to stay inside for them. You know, that they were protecting their positions from everyone else. If you don't have the information, you can't challenge it. You know, that there was always a secret that they have that you can't get. You know, like, they want to widen the gap to lessen the chance of any person, you know, trying to take their place. Because in the end, they're just another person. And one man can do anything another man did with enough effort and, you know, knowledge.
That's what I think. I think that we're all capable, but we've artificially created a class system for ourselves. We separate ourselves from that. Because, like, you could blame the 1% all day and be like, Bernie, Bernie, Bernie. But if you really look at how the structure is, it almost seems like, age-wise, it's like the older you know, you got the boomers that are like, fucking, you know, pay for us. And, by the way, you guys suck, and why don't you get a job kind of shit, you know? Even though they were the ones who, you know, raised the Gen Xers who didn't give a fuck about us and raised us. Although my parents are boomers, but
yeah. Or like they said that, you know, America breeds success and it was easy to do and you have to work hard. And that, you know, it was like an algorithm. Do this, this, and this equals success. But they forgot to mention that they changed the landscape. That the things that Warren Buffett could do at our age, we couldn't do. He could drink at 18. You know, like, I mean, he had a lot more freedoms that we didn't have. You know, he didn't have restrictions on so many things as we have. He didn't have Homeland Security. He didn't have like any border checks. He didn't have there was a different world out there. You know, they didn't experience any terrorist attacks. They didn't have wars that lasted 17 years. Like, so it's weird that they try to compare it one to one, apples to apples, when it's definitely apples to oranges. It's a different situation, and I don't understand how they can expect the exact same output.
Right, exactly. The playing field is so different. And even if you compare, like, the Great Depression to, like, our recessions and stuff, that's a good marker for, like, what coronavirus is going to look like. Because in 2008, you know, if you're a bottom of the barrel, like, you really didn't feel it, you know. Middle class is what felt the recession the most. And then you move on to coronavirus, you know, you move backwards rather in time to like depression, the amount of people and how spread out the infrastructure was. It was hard times for people, but there wasn't the same kind of like bloated resources as we have today. The other end of the spectrum is true too. If we actually, you know, fall off the deep end and can't recover in any sort of way. Oh, by the way, good night, Bertha. Bertha went to bed. And we can't recover in any sort of way. You're going to see a post-apocalyptic kind of environment. You're going to see, like, people looting and shit. You're going to see fucking fires in the street. You're going to see, you know, martial law and all that bullshit. I hope that's not the case. Fuck, I hope that's not the case. We got to talk about something else for a minute. Juno's going to be like, fuck
this. It's
getting
dark in here. It's getting dark. And unfortunately, like half the scenarios of our current situation are dark, and the other half are neutral. And there's not much positive. Like, no one's saying, you know, after this, I think everything's going to do a lot fucking better. The stock market is going to fucking go to like 30,000 points. No one is guessing that. So I think that's kind of the problem, is that we have good or bad to look at, but we don't have like great. We have neutral and negative.
Mm-hmm. It's looking, dude, coins are looking pretty good right now. I don't know.
They're recovering. Coins are recovering very quickly.
It's I mean, crazy.
And not everyone's scared of COVID out there. You know, not everyone fucking is out there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, so I'm talking, drop it like it's hot, bitch.
Spring break. Spring break.
What? Spring break, bitches.
Spring break.
Yeah. Oh, was that some titty action?
I don't know. Could have been.
Oh, dang. Oh, she about to make a baby.
Everybody.
What? Oh, look at that bitch with her small head. Do you see that bitch with her small head?
Yeah,
and the purple. She has a little ass head,
got
dude.
Zika. Zika real. She got it. Look at all them people.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, man.
Dude, that's
man.
Yes. Oh, God. Is that fucking... Is that that one shark, what the fuck, from the Super Bowl? The Katy Perry shark? Left shark?
That's
is that
Perry
left
shark,
shark, dude?
Yeah.
That's fucking left shark. Shout out to left shark. That's all I gotta say, man. Fucking... That's, oh, by the way, speaking of don't give a fuck, did you hear what's going on with GameStop and that they are essential? They're an essential business. Did you hear that shit?
If Doom Eternal came out today in fucking physical form before digital, I mean, so that proves that GameStop.
Whoa, is mind blown, dude. Fuck.
Doom Eternal, everybody, comes out tomorrow on Steam or today in physical copy.
It looks fucking good. Actually, correction, the single player looks amazing. I look forward to fucking Quake, you know, jumpy arcadiness, you know. Go ahead and stay on COVID. Oh, okay, Juno, appreciate you. That's kind of what we're doing anyways, because, I mean, if we're talking about GameStop, we're kind of talking about COVID, but... literally fucking they're considering themselves, and you make a good point with fucking Doom Eternal. Again, I'm very excited about single player. It looks arcadey, it looks jumpy, looks fun, it looks like fucking fast paced. The multiplayer looks like complete fucking garbage. I don't know what the fuck that is. Literally, it's like you either get to be a Doom Slayer or one monster, and it's like 2-on-1. The two monsters versus the Doom Slayer. I just want to play some free-for-all, man. I don't care if it's just a fucking Quake, like, jump around. I'm down.
I mean, you know? I recommend everyone get Doom Eternal and practice, because we're all going to hell in about 3 fucking weeks, so get ready.
I hope you can find that kind of armor in a fucking megasphere and shit. That would be legit, I'm telling you that much.
If hell is just nonstop Doom, you know.
You know what? That sounds like Valhalla to me, a little bit. Just saying. But yeah, so GameStop announces today that they are an essential, how did they put it? They're an essential commodity or some shit. It's fucking
business.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're an essential business, literally. Yeah, cool. Essential business, huh? So they're keeping it open. A matter of fact, this week they announced that the employees are going to put back up all of the demo stations that you could play fucking with your COVID neighbor at GameStop. And that, by the way, they're running out of cleaning supplies because they're sending them, you know, everybody's buying them up left and right. So you might want to bring your own cleaning supplies from home. That's how GameStop do it. I thought the company I worked for was shitty, but I'm like, goddamn. I mean, shout out to those GameStop workers. At least you still work, and that's cool as shit. But be careful. Stay, you know, safe and sanitized and shit. And fucking,
You know what I read somewhere? You know what someone says the worst part about being laid off because of COVID?
What?
They lost their endless supply of toilet paper.
Oh, man. You could just get it from the hospital while you're there.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to do that.
Or from the FEMA camp. Just bring your drill along with you. Fucking shove that in. Boop.
Fucking toilet paper, though. No one in the country got any fucking toilet paper. Anyone listening, mark the day in America ran out of fucking toilet paper. There's none fucking anywhere, in any city, in anywhere. Gone. It's all gone.
Oh my god, that's so sad.
Restaurants are closed, at least where we are. No restaurants are open except for takeout only. No bars. We're shit on fucking lockdown. Like, when aliens find this recording, I want you to know, like, we're in full fucking lockdown, guys. Like, these government guys are telling us to stay in our goddamn house, but we're not listening, but they're telling us to stay in our house.
It's not full lockdown. At least we don't have, you know, military roaming the streets. That would be fucking crazy.
True. But they closed everything you could go to. They closed, like, where are you going to go? You can't go to a park, they closed parks. Mm-hmm. You can't go fucking to the zoo, they closed the fucking zoo. You can't fucking go anywhere. There's nowhere to go. There's no bars. There's no restaurants. Mm-hmm. You can go get food and come eat it at home. That's what you can do. And watch Netflix and masturbate all day.
I bet that's what people are doing, man. Like, didn't Steam hit some ridiculous numbers recently as far as usership is concerned?
21 million users playing games at once. Like, new records.
Oh my god, dude. Oh my god. That's so beautiful.
I can't wait to see Pornhub statistics at the end of the month. It's going to be impressive.
Yeah,
who jerks off the most? I mean, it's going to be a competition. Us, Italy, who knows?
Oh, fuck, that's the truth, huh? Because it breaks it down like that. It also breaks down, like, most popular searches, too. They're very fucking interesting. The stats in Pornhub is very... It's very enlightening to humanity, I would say. What would you say would be the most... Who's going to win the jerk-off Olympics, in your opinion?
Oh, fucking Canada for sure. Fucking wankers.
I think it's gonna be Britain. True wankers.
Yeah. Canada will look at more cuck porn. Fucking cuck.
Oh, fucking got him, dude. Oh my god. That's beautiful. That and fucking Macron. Macron and his 60-year-old wife. Should I talk is it cool that I talk shit about the French leader, his wife. Yeah,
that gray bush, cool? Wrinkled vagina, fucking ass, prune clit.
He's 45. He's 45 with a 60-year-old? Is she 60 or 66?
That's like Great Depression era pussy.
Fuck. That's some golden age shit right there. No, that's definitely boomer pussy.
Yeah, okay, this is boomer pussy. Yeah, just some other boomer pussy. Probably very entitled.
You know, I hope my mom never watches this show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Could you imagine?
I don't mean about every single boomer. It's a generalization.
Could you imagine, though?
The individual breaks statistics. The individual can break anything they want. They can be who they want to be.
Right. Oh, my God. Did I ever tell you the story about when it was senior prom and my mom called the hotel we were staying at? Did I ever tell you that story?
Wow, that's a very boomer move.
Yeah, so got a hotel, drove my parents' Buick Roadmaster with my girlfriend to fucking prom and shit. Get to, you know, get a hotel, fucking banger and shit. It was awesome. We were already banging by that point anyways, but mom calls me in the morning, and I just assumed, because our friends got a hotel next to us, that it was them calling. So when I answered the phone, I answered it, hi, thank you for calling 1-800-FUCK-ME. And then I hear my mom on the other line, Jose? I'm like, fuck! 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 What the fuck? Mom, no! You know, you can't take shit like that back, ever. That's, that, like, that reverberates through the ages for the rest of your life. You'll never fucking live that down. Yeah, so that happened.
Well. I don't know who's more at fault here. I don't know who to blame.
Yeah. It was a twist of fate, I would say. It was a twist of fate. Because both things were bound to happen. It was just in the fucking... It was written in the stones before we were born. So yeah, we got some clips for you tonight. Some good shit. Because people are fucking retarded. Let me tell you what. We'll get in some more COVID stuff, but we gotta fucking break this shit up, man. My heart is hurting. My heart kickstart my heart. So...
Yeah.
Have you heard of this shit, Crafter? The Corona Challenge? Have you heard of this shit?
I mean, I did it already, you know? I broke into an airplane. I sprayed the seat with Lysol and licked the shit out of it.
So you're going to die of some sort of weird chemical poisoning and reaction to ammonia.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's better than COVID, right?
Yeah.
Who wants to cough and to fucking be tired? Not me, bro. Not me.
I'm kind of tired right now. Do I have COVID?
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe we all die. Maybe that's the real secret. They just don't want to tell you. No, you fucking die. Everybody fucking dies.
Part of me...
Everybody fucking dies.
Right? Part of me also thinks that it's like that part in Team America, everybody's got AIDS. Everybody's got COVID.
Yeah, we already all got it. Just don't want to let us all know yet. Like, we sprayed this shit on you guys like fucking weeks ago. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. But it goes to show you how, like, benign it is. You've had COVID for 2 weeks now. You didn't even fucking know it. Juno says something beautiful here. Tune in next time where Crafter fucking dies. That'd be awesome. Dude, we'd get some views then. Well, eventually. Got that COVID-19. This bitch gonna get COVID. I kind of hope she gets COVID. But if she doesn't, it proves a point. Here we go. This is beautiful. Oh, yeah, it's Corona time.
Oh, that is gross. How did...
Yeah. Can you back that up real quick? We gotta see that one more time. No dying on stream. That's beautiful.
I missed the pause.
Wait. Okay. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right there. Wait, go back just a little bit. Can you go back a couple little... Just a couple ticks, man.
No, won't let me.
Oh, God. I want to see that moment where, like, forever in my life. You know this TikTok boozy? Jesus fucking Christ. But yeah, so, like, that moment when the tongue is in contact. Right there! That's it, dude. That's just fucking the screenshot.
Take that, everybody.
Bro,
right there.
I know, dude. It's just like, really? This is a moment in time that you could never fucking take back. Right there, that fucking shit, dude. if you don't get Corona, you're gonna get something, bitch. It's gonna be like hepatitis B or some shit, like, or you're gonna get, I don't know, C. diff. I don't fucking know. That fucking shit is not cool. Like, I don't care how, you know, that shit like kids do when they're trying to show off to like their friends and shit. Damn it, lick the girl. Would you let that bitch suck your dick now?
I mean, that's a loaded question, bro. That's not fair.
I mean, I'm saying post licking the shit, dude. I think I know your answer, Pre.
I mean, am I in the bathroom? Is that a different challenge? What's going on here?
Yeah, you'd have to sit on the toilet that she just licked without one of those things. You know, those, like, wax papers that you put down?
Oh, man. No, I'm out. I'm out. It's gross. It's gross even without Corona. It's gross. It's just gross.
Yeah, you're right, Boozy. That is a good dick-sucking face. Like, I feel like they use that as the... thumbnail because it kind of invokes that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Looks sexual.
I guess a bitch like that suck a lot of dick. If you're willing to fucking lick... That bitch probably eat ass.
That bitch licks asshole for sure.
She
eats the poo-poo.
She eats the poo-poo. For real. Like, She probably like one of those two cup one cup girls. Two girls, one cup. She want that whole cup. It's one cup, one girl. She's sharing it on a fucking Saturday night, chilling from Netflix, eating a poo-poo. That's this bitch right here. I can't even believe it, dude.
The poo-poo.
Yeah, that exists. That's a real thing right there. We should play the whole clip, though, because there's some good... This is from the Daily Caller, and there's some good shit in it, and it's good to mention that we might as well fucking do it. Woo. It's Corona time right now. Like, this is actual footage of people getting fucking, you know, head swabbed or whatever. Oh, shit. This bitch
this shit is
gonna
lit.
Die.
Is Liddy, yo.
Oh, what? Oh, she giving me good ideas. You better be sending me some fucking... You better be sending me some sanitizer.
Made in China.
Corona. Wait, wait, back that up. Hold up, I had to turn up the sound. Time right
for me.
This
remember
is so good.
Those surgical masks you are all buying for the coronavirus. Well, they were all made in China.
Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
This poor guy right here, man. This fucking poor guy. Ah, bro, I feel for you, man.
Woo! Let's get it! It's Corona time!
God damn it! Yeah, oh god! I wonder how much it is to play that game and if it's rigged, you know what I mean? Whoa, taking their temps, bro. This is the social control I've been talking about right here.
Coronavirus!
For real, though, that's me at work, though! That is fucking me. Oh, get down. Now you just spread that virus everywhere. Not even wearing a face mask. Coronavirus! Play Freebird! Bruh, I wanna play that. That looks good. Oh, your
you
shit.
Said, fuck me.
Yeah.
Look, it's already like the lowest setting. Look at this shit! Look at this shit! What the hell is increased bandwidth, motherfuckers? Get on it!
Right? And again, I must reiterate this. Thank you, Discord. I may not agree with some of your practices, but thank you.
Welcome to Mr. Coyle's classroom.
This guy's all like, fuck my life. This is why these motherfuckers in Spain got Corona.
Yeah, they're outside just sweating and spitting all over each other.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. I'm like, what the
go
fuck,
go inside!
Oh, shit. Listen to this shit. It's beautiful. Wait, here it comes. Ah, they're listening! This is the mama. Oh, shit! Dude, this turtle dumb as fuck. Watch.
Ew. Oh, you suck.
Oh, you suck at this game. Fucking fuck you. Fuck you, turtle.
Quit this touching 6 feet social distance.
Right? Oh, we just decided to dance a little way, but now we got the corona, so... It's corona time! Oh, fuck. Verbose.xyz giving you the fucking skinny on corona time. Dude, that ball! One of you motherfuckers touched it!
Oh,
I wonder how many they lost, you know what I mean? So yeah, fucking we're gonna watch that one too. You might as well leave that shit. But yeah, what do you think, man? Fucking, are we Do we deserve this virus when we got fucking bitches being like, it's corona time, licking airplane, you know, toilets? She full on put her tongue on that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't know. The people are doing lap dances and licking toilets, and other people are getting laid the fuck off and told to fucking stay home. Like, I don't know what the fuck is happening here, man.
Right?
I don't think anyone's ever, like, we don't know what to do. No one knows what to do. All we know Florida, is just keep
Florida
calm
was
and carry
off the
on.
Chain, too. Florida was off the chain, too, man. They, you know, they were full spring breaking it up. There was that fucking camera view, or it looked like a helicopter view of just, like, showing the beach fucking stacked. People are all swimming around, fucking walking around like it's corona time. You know what I mean?
Oh, you want one of those videos? You want another spring break video?
Yeah. You got a spring
yeah,
break
we got
video?
Spring break video?
Oh, shit. Hit me with this, fool.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting.
If he gets corona, you get corona too.
For a while. About 2 months, we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. We're not even having a good
fuck time. You, corona.
Whatever happens, happens.
Like, it's really messed
beach
up.
Chat. He is hammered, bro. Seriously.
What, do here.
What up, El Chapo?
The bars or the beach, and they're closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
Doing us bad. We need a refund. This virus ain't that serious. It's serious.
Oh, it's not? Like, this guy's an epidemiologist and shit.
Yeah, I mean, we planned this a long time ago, and it was kind of up in the air.
Look at this bitch's cheeks.
I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party.
Oh my god, she purely keeps acorns in there.
Making the most of it.
Or come.
Other people in our little Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
We're just trying to get drunk before we get that corona. She's stuck in toilet paper.
We're enjoying ourselves. It's a.
Is that Lizzo?
So this really
oh shit, look like Lizzo.
However, we're gonna enjoy ourselves. We're having day parties all day.
You're gonna enjoy yourself until you get the corona.
We're just trying to roll with the. We're just living for the moment. We're just going for. We're just gonna do what happens when it happens. When stuff closes, we're gonna do it when it closes. But, besides that, we're just trying to have the best trip we can.
Dude, he already has corona. Did you see that motherfucker? His eyes are all red and shit, dude. He looks like he's
gonna die.
Yeah, that motherfucker gonna die. Sorry, bro. Like, it was nice knowing you. Retarded Tom Holland, for real, though! That motherfucker, bro. Fucking beautiful. So, yeah, that's what people think about this virus, man. They don't give a fuck, dude. No one gives... They either give a fuck or they give too many fucks and not the right amount of fucks. You know what I mean? It's like verbose, you know, all around. The whole idea is try to find the middle ground. And even with this fucking cold virus, it's literally a cold virus. We're freaking the fuck out to the point where we're just allowing the government to strip away all of our rights and go to straight soldiers and pay me, help me, daddy government. Instantly, bro. No talk of what really we need to do and how we can really ease suffering.
I mean, like, I don't know, like, the government finds out the Catholic Church priests raped, I don't know, 10,000 kids. What happened? Almost nothing. So, but they found out there's a disease that kills old people. Shut all the shit down! Fuck it all! All the money! All the money! Fuck it! No!
Like, exactly. Oh my god, let us protect the old people! They're our hope. They're the people that are gonna vote. These are the motherfuckers that are voting. They're the ones that sway in government. You know what I mean?
Like, who else is gonna vote for Joe fucking Biden?
Right? Seriously, you have to be half senile to vote for fucking Joe Biden, dude. It fucking blows my mind, man. Speaking of which, I wanted to play this other clip from the Daily Caller as well. Before we get to it, before we get on to Biden shit, because we gotta address that motherfucking shit too. Fuck Biden, dude. Oh my god. But before we got Trump has been going out on a limb and calling this shit the Chinese virus, just in retaliation of this motherfucker trying to say that we gotta protect our, we gotta fucking watch our language about this. Fuck you, dude. AIDS came from Africa. The Wuhan virus came from China. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Anyways, hit play on
China.
This motherfucking shit.
But not Asian people. China. Fuck yes. China.
Yeah, fuck China.
Anyone who complains that it's racist or xenophobic to call this virus the Chinese coronavirus or the Wuhan virus is a politically correct fool, and they ought not to be listened to about anything.
Preaching to the choir here, my dude.
To how to stop the spread of this virus.
boom, boom, boom,
you're not
boom,
gonna
boom.
Tell us how to talk about it. One, it's not race.
That's what I'm saying.
China is not a race, it's a country. Number two, this has nothing to do with the Chinese people. Nothing. They're not telling us how to do this. This is an effort by a
dude, it's like Black Freddy Krueger.
Their PR machine and their bots to dictate how the American people speak about this. We're not gonna do it.
I have to call it where it came from. It did come from China.
Chinese virus.
Term, but no, I didn't appreciate the fact that China was saying that our military gave it to them. Our military did not give it to anybody.
Our military didn't give it to anybody. They made it, but they didn't give
it
to
them. I don't think so. No, that's the other angle.
Our military gave it to them, creates a stigma.
He's been referring to the virus as a Chinese virus, and there were also some White House officials who called it the Kung Flu virus today. There are a lot of critics of the president who say that that's racist language. That that's
I got something on this.
The president, though, says that that is accurate language to use. He's saying that he's
that's accurate language
saying
to
that
use.
U.S. service members are the ones who brought this.
Kung Flu is the scientific fucking name.
The Chinese virus. You even, of course, have
happening?
People, White House officials
yes.
calling
this is real.
Flu virus.
MSNBC
course,
and shit.
People think of as a racist term. The idea that you have the president in one setting saying, yes, this is something that we should all take seriously, and then in another setting, really setting the example for targeting this as a Chinese virus.
A person at the White House used it.
Oh, she's asking him.
My question is, do you think that's wrong? Kung Flu. And do you think using the term Chinese virus, that puts Asian Americans at risk, that people might target them?
No. I think
all Asians are Chinese all of a sudden, this bitch.
Would agree with it 100%.
We keep calling this the Chinese virus. There are reports of,
it is.
Of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China.
Racist.
No, not at all. It comes from China.
He shifted to China. Xenophobic wartime Trump. Where he thinks the only path now is to basically declare the virus public enemy number one, paint it in somewhat racist terms, and then say we must defeat this virus and try to take the mantle that I'm like the Douglas MacArthur.
Washington Post reports last night's Oval Office address from the president, quote, reflected not only his handling of the coronavirus crisis, but in some ways, much of his presidency. It was riddled with errors, nationalistic and xenophobic in tone, limited in its empathy, and boastful of both his own decisions and the supremacy of the nation he leads. Over the last few weeks, we've seen people from highly infected nations targeted, singled out, and treated like social pariahs.
Have we?
The virus's origins in China, people have taken to avoiding Chinese restaurants, Chinese people, Chinese markets.
The World Health Organization and the international
community here we go.
Are clearly opposed to stigmatization and linking the virus to specific countries and regions. We urge the U.S. to immediately correct its mistake and stop
you
its
better.
Justifiable accusations against China.
Yeah. Yeah, don't you point fingers at China. Don't, you know. But I mean, I don't want to hear this motherfucker talk because you're in on it. But at the same token, I don't want to dismiss the idea that our government created a virus that they released in China. I don't want to dismiss that. I think that that's another avenue.
It's possible. It's the government or the CIA would definitely not be against doing something that immoral.
Or a Mossad, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, like... Yeah. It,
or it could
it's
be
a
the Chinese themselves.
Right. It's a bought-out party by the globalists.
Yeah.
Or Chinese, like
sense,
you said.
Yeah, in that sense, when I'm saying the Chinese, I mean the Chinese government. The Chinese government, or military, or their secret service operation, you know, like, or their lab made a mistake. I mean, there's other avenues as well, but it's, who knows?
El Japo makes a good point. What about my rub and tug? I think that that's the quickest way to get coronavirus. Or the Wu AIDS.
Not if they jerk you off with hand sanitizer, bro.
Oh my god. Yes. So hand sanitizer is your lube now?
Yeah, that's where all the Purell really went. All the massage parlors bought that shit up.
Oh my god. I love that in that clip where that bitch is fucking filling her bottle with the hand sanitizer from her job. That's fucking beautiful. She probably got the virus from that, like residuals off the actual thing from people touching it. Oh, it's so good.
The janitor probably jerks off and it's like fucking white people. I'm like an asshole.
Fucking
that's what I would do.
Right. Right, exactly. I have to do this all day at fucking jerk off dudes that fucking just come in here to fucking use my hands while I'm bringing that fucking Corona time. It's Corona time, motherfuckers. But the saddest thing about all of this, really, is this is what it took to bring down the Trump regime. And it hasn't happened yet. I'm not saying that it will happen, but I'm saying that it's a possibility now. Now, what you've done is you've thrown a fucking wrench into the Trump train gears, you know? You've halted things a little bit. You've given a very huge crisis. And all the presidents, you know, for the past three presidencies have had to deal with major crises. A lot of presidents have. And now it's your turn. Am I touching my face? Oh, yeah. See, I don't want to do a mocking thing because it was like that basketball player was like mocking all of the things and touching. And then he ended up having fucking Corona. That fucking COVID-19 Corona time. You know what I mean? But, fuck, where was I going? Fucking got distracted on that. Where am I? What day is it?
Corona time. It's Corona time.
Fuck. Where was I? Give me a hint. Give me a topic.
Where the fuck was I? I got distracted by you touching your face now. I'm like, oh, I was like checking the stream. I'm like, what is this fucker touching his face? Is he touching his dick at the same time? Fuck, what's going on here? Something about hand jobs and fucking something.
Hand sanitizer and fucking... Oh my god. Oh, yeah. Fuck. That just blew my thought out of my brain. That was beautiful. Thanks, guys. No, I should be paying more close attention. This is a check. Sub chick and things. Fucking. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Fucking. I know where I was going with all of this. Fucking. The fucking. White people. Thank you. The fucking monkey wrench in the Trump train. You know, it took this situation to get to that point. And the derailing that the fucking left wanted, it's in sight. It's here. It's ripe for the picking. The only problem is that the DNC wasn't responsible enough to fucking bring a candidate to the table that's worth anything. Did you hear Tulsi Gabbard dropped out of the race today?
Yeah, unfortunately, Isla is out, and she endorsed fucking Biden, and that's really upset me. I am leaving the Democratic Party. I am quitting it. I will be registering for the Libertarian Party very soon.
Wow. Wow. That is disappointing. I didn't know that she endorsed Biden. I feel like she has to as a Democrat. What is she going to do? Endorse Bernie?
Yeah,
is Bernie still in it?
No, he still is. He hasn't officially dropped out, but it looks like he's little to no chance.
So, okay. Guess what, everyone? Bernie or Trump? I'm sorry, not Bernie. Fucking Biden or Trump? It blows my mind. And now we're on the path to Trump being fucking derailed. And it took the coronavirus. It's fucked up. To me, it's a huge globalist plot. And I just want to bring to light what you're fucking... what the DNC is giving to us as their peace offering in hard times. We have a clip here of Biden. It's about 5 minutes in this clip. It's going to make your penis real soft, El Japo. But this is after he won the caucus in Florida. And he's at his home in Delaware giving a conference. And this guy had brain surgery that he's never been the same from again. And it's clips like these that really bring this shit to light. This is his address after winning Florida. Here we go.
Tonight, in keeping with the latest guidance from the CDC, to avoid gatherings of more than 10 people, I'm speaking to you from my home in Wilmington, Delaware.
You got that shit set up in your house?
Staying safe.
Oh, okay.
Talking and taking the recommended precautions.
Is that better, El Japo?
The docs, if you have one, to keep your social distance, to slow the spread of this virus. This pandemic has impacted every aspect of our lives and every aspect of this campaign. Most of all, my heart goes out to all of those of you who have lost a loved one, to those who have contracted the virus, to all the brave Americans who are working harder than ever to help their neighbors, and all those children that are home from school that are worried and don't know quite why. Doctors, nurses, EMTs, and public health officials, as well as the frontline emergency workers like firefighters.
At least he knows what's going on, I guess.
Keep the shelves stocked in their grocery stores. You know, tackling this pandemic is a national emergency, akin to fighting a war. It's going to require...
He sounds like Trump all of a sudden.
...cooperation from every level of government. It's going to require us to move thoughtfully and decisively to quickly address both the public health crisis as well as the economic crisis. It's going to require us to pay attention to the medical and scientific and health experts. And it's going to require each of us to do our part. Yes, this is a moment where we need our leaders to lead, but it's also a moment where the choices and decisions we make as individuals are going to collectively impact on what happens, make a big difference in the severity of this outbreak and the ability of our medical and hospital systems to handle it. You know, I know we as a people are up to this challenge. We always have been. I know that we'll answer this moment of crisis with the best we find in all of us, because that's what Americans always done, have done, and what we do. That's who we are. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things when the need arises. And today, we are moving quickly to adapt our routines to meet this challenge. Americans in three states went to the polls today. I want to thank all the public officials.
Like, probably like three people.
We work closely with the public health authorities to assure safe opportunities for voting, to clean and disinfect voting booths, and to make sure the voters could cast their ballots while maintaining the distance from one another that was safe. You know, it's important for us to get through this crisis, protecting both the public health and our democracy. Today, it looks like once again, in Florida and Illinois, we're still awaiting to hear from Arizona, our campaign has had a very good night. We move closer to securing the Democratic Party's nomination for president. And we're doing it by building a broad coalition that we need to win in November, with strong support from the African-American community, the Latino community, high school educated people like the folks I grew up with in my own neighborhood, labor, teachers, suburban women, veterans, firefighters, and so many more. And we're doing it with a common vision. Senator Sanders and I may disagree on tactics, but we share a common vision for the need to provide affordable health care for all Americans, reduce income inequity that has risen so drastically, to tackling the existential threat of our time, climate change. Senator Sanders and his supporters have brought a remarkable passion and tenacity to all of these issues.
Okay, you want those Sanders voters.
Conversation in this country. So let me say, especially to the young voters who have been inspired by Senator Sanders, I hear you. I know what's at stake.
I hear you.
What we have to do.
I hear you.
Our goal as a campaign, and my goal as a candidate for president, is to unify this party, and then to unify the nation. You know, it's in moments like these that we realize we need to put politics aside and work together as Americans. The coronavirus doesn't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. It will not discriminate based on national origin, race, gender, or your zip code. It will touch people in positions of power, as well as the most vulnerable people in our society. We're all in this together. This is a moment for each of us to see
right.
And need the best
except for the
in
Chinese.
One of us. To look out for our neighbor. To understand the fear and stress that so many are feeling. To care for the elderly couple down the street. To thank the healthcare worker, the doctors, the nurses, the pharmacists, the grocery store cashier, and the people restocking the shelves. To believe in one another. Because I assure you, when we do that, when we see the best in each of us, we lift this nation up and we'll get through this together. That's how we've always done it. God bless you all. And my special prayer for those of you in the front lines of the crisis. Doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, caring for the virus victims and their families. My prayers are going out for everyone. My hopes are high because I believe in times of crisis, Americans have always stepped up. We have to step up and care for one another. Thank you all. Thank you all for listening.
But that's right. You write about that, El Chapo. All those parents, they definitely want to fucking send their kids back to school. He says things in there that I really like, you know, America has always persevered in times of trouble. I like that. But It sounds a whole lot like we just gotta pick up by the bootstraps and do this. Is that what I'm hearing here? Or am I misled here?
I mean, that's kind of the whole problem here, is that like everyone is demanding so much from everybody and giving no idea on what even a plan to try to repair things. You know, this many jobs lost, this many people out of work, this many children out of school. Like, there's been no talk of the plan out. Like, it's almost like we walked into Afghanistan or Iraq again with no exit strategy. You know, like, we know how to escalate the problem, but we don't know how to de-escalate.
Right, that's absolutely true. And it's easy to go out there and make yourself look good by spewing platitudes, but at the end of the day, that's not a solution. I did appreciate that he didn't attack Trump on this. It was more like, you know, we gotta, being bipartisan, I want to stand up here as your candidate and say we gotta stand together as a nation. That's essentially what he said. Cool.
But we're lacking that strong leadership that is telling us this is what's going to happen. Do not panic. You know, this is how we're going to fix this. This is how we're going to do your jobs. The plan is to do this. We don't have any of that. Just like, they're just saying, well, we're talking about it. We'll work it out. We're going to make a fucking 100-page bill. We'll let you fucking read it later. You know, like, it's frustrating that there's no transparency in our system anymore. It's really just like, we know best and we have all your money, so shut the fuck up.
Right, indeed. And we're going to elect this motherfucker as president? Like, he slurs through half of his speech. He doesn't really gaff on it at all. And you got to give him credit for being able to memorize that shit. But you don't get to see the clip after here that's all awkward with his wife and shit. It's weird. Obviously, I don't have the fucking juice. I think I had it in another Daily Caller video, and I was just like, fuck this, I'm not going to play a shit ton of Daily Caller. I like that, Gaily Caller. Anyway, so Biden, here's your fucking president, right? Your next president for 2020, Joe Biden. Better hope this shit just fucking disappears, because right now, with what's going on... I mean, you gotta give Trump credit on transparency as far as, like, all of these meetings and talking with all these officials and having it all televised, but then you have to wonder how much of it is a distraction for what's really going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a big distraction, because with a 24-hour news cycle and all the best resources and all the money, we're still learning very little about what's happening or exactly, you know, like any real clear details about this whole system and how it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. This leads me to my crescendo on this fucking shit-filled journey tonight. And if you're joining us for the first time, thank you. We're verbose.xyz. You got to fucking check us out. Verbose.xyz is our website. Links to all the things there. But the final opus to all of this and what we're really discussing tonight... Wait. Make Biden complete a CAPTCHA on live TV. That'd be fucking beautiful. I would love to see that. Even just the ones for, like, Chinese websites where you have to, like, move the cursor thing to go into the puzzle piece. I would love to see him try to accomplish that. But my point to all of this tonight and what we're leading up to... The finality of this shit-filled opus is that whichever way you think, is this a global pandemic? Is this going to fucking affect the world forever? Or there's going to be millions that die? Is the cost of the human life more important than our freedom right now? Or do you think that this is blown out of proportion and that our rights are being taken away and this is the way for the government to usher in martial law? Or are you one of those motherfuckers that believes it's Q? This is a Q plot! We're gonna, right now...
Q plot. They're gonna turn it back to the gold standard and take it over and killing the deep state and Illuminati right now. That's why I used to lock you in your house so they don't try school shootings and mass shootings in public places. That's why they had to shut them down, because the CIA would have killed you guys in public, but now you're at home so they can't.
Oh my god, dude. Like, I used to think I was an optimist until I started fucking hear about these fucking... these fucking QAnon motherfuckers, El Chapo, all like, shoot the gold! But regardless of what way you're looking at it, you're looking at different media outlets, you know? And the majority of people are looking at very few media outlets. They're looking at, like, CNN or Fox. Like, that's, like, the divide right there. You want to look at the Mason-Dixon line, there you have it. But the media, I feel, on both sides, are doing a really irresponsible job of how they're covering this. And They're putting out sensationalism, and I gotta say, it's mostly on the left again. It's mostly on the left, but on the right, you're seeing people coming out saying, you know, business as usual, do what you do, this is not a threat. You know, that's what you're seeing on the right that's, you know, irresponsible. And on the left, it's like, give up your rights, everything's bad, it's in all 50 states now! And I wanted to play, because I was watching MSNBC, I do this for you guys, I research both sides of everything, and I was watching this MSNBC video, and it was fucking, literally, they're showing a map of all 50 states affected, and instead of showing, like, dots representing the blips of, like, how many people are there, or, like, showing, like, little blip marks that fucking, you know, pinpoint out to the severity of the area, everything's blacked out red. The entire United States is blacked out fucking red. Red, 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 right? And it leads you psychologically to be all like, oh, fuck, we're fucked, you know? It's all around us, you know? It's a visual that I think incites. That's the problem with what's going on right now. That's why people are rushing out and getting shit tons of fucking toilet paper. That's why people are, like, binge buying, like, supplies and shit like that. Because they're so afraid of what's going on. And the media heightens this up to no end. News Now just posted a post, more visually accurate map. I like that. That's cool. Send us a link on that. I'd like to fucking check that out. But, I think I played some Don Lemon for you recently. This is from the Liberty Hound. I don't think I've ever played him on here before. But this, to me, kind of surmises the ridiculousness of fucking... the ridiculousness of the mainstream media right now and what they really think their end game is. Go ahead and hit this clip. This is from the Liberty Hound, Don Lemon. I'm a journalist, goddammit! This is not opinion!
I'm guessing I know the answer to this question, but you presumably would not say that your opinion, the 2 hours of your show, are opinion in the same way, or even opinion at all, would you?
Well, first of all, we don't profess to be a conservative network. That they are a conservative network. We don't profess to be a liberal network. We're a news network. Right. The only network
unbiased, I see.
There's any sort of profession in saying...
sure, pal, you're fucking
driven in one direction.
Super unbiased, bro.
The conservative network, which is Fox. They will tell you that's what they are.
Right.
I am honest.
Honesty is the best policy.
And what my political beliefs are. I am an unapologetic conservative.
He's got a little bit of Biden in him.
I support Reagan economic policies and peace through strength.
What I do is, I'm not an opinion-based show, I'm an opinion-based host. I'm a journalist.
Have you watched this fucking show? It's the asshole's opinion show.
Those perspectives and points of view and analysis are based in fact.
Right. We always say on this network that...
Oh my god, both these motherfuckers are opinion-based shows.
Do you think... Does it make you think we should be...
Fuck both of those guys.
Or as a network, or do you think... Are you fully behind the sort of path taken by...
No, I don't think that we... I think we should constantly examine... Yeah. But I think we have a commitment to the truth and to facts.
Bullshit.
Which has really been paramount, and especially always of CNN. Yeah. But it's really been paramount lately. So I think that we are... I don't think that we are. I know that we are doing the right thing.
He knows
Don
it.
Don Lemon.
That was my boy.
CNN, there's an Tucker easier Carlson. Answer.
Don Lemon.
Ordinary people are stupid, unlike Don Lemon. Stupid!
Oh, this is that clip I showed.
He also knows deep in his heart that Donald Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if you had the letter U and a picture of an actual physical crane next to it. He knows that this is, you know, an administration defined by ignorance of the world. And so that's partly him playing to their base and playing to their audience, you know, the credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump, that wants to think that... That Donald Trump's
why is that so good?
Y'all elitists are dead.
Why is this so funny?
Elitists know where Ukraine is.
These are facts, by the way. This is not an opinion-based show.
Says Don Lemon and that other guy with the beard. Again, Don Lemon. This is the man, and we're not making this up, who once questioned out loud whether a missing airliner might have flown into a black hole.
Oh, this is good.
What if it was hijacking or terrorism or mechanical
Thank you, El Chapo.
Or pilot error? But what if it was something fully that we don't really understand? A lot of people have been asking about that, about black holes and on and on and on. They're also referencing the Twilight Zone, which is a very similar plot. That's what people are saying. I know it's preposterous, but is it preposterous, you think, Mary?
Small black hole would suck in our entire universe, so we know it's not that. Bermuda Triangle is off of
It's left. Black holes!
And Lost is a TV show.
I know it's black holes.
I was well supposed to say, yeah. But when you think about it, I'm the only person, not just in prime time, but if you look at the cable news landscape, you know, during the day it's mostly landscape. Women, right? And then there are lots of guys, and, you know, there's a whole plethora of guys and Rachel at night. But for me, I'm black. Gay man on cable news.
Oh my God!
And
that's how he got his job.
And not only that.
Yes.
Yes. There you go.
Thank you. Look at me. I'm a bigger victim than everybody else.
I love dick. I love dick. Everybody. I love penis. Clap. I love penis.
Of
boom. Extremists. Can't fuck around.
Of neo-Nazis. Of the supporters, of the people who come on and...
El Chapo is Don Lemon secretly.
And so, you know, to people who don't like members of the LGBT community. So I get all of that. And again, it's really toxic. So for me, it's... I don't know if you can say it's double or, you know, multiplied, but...
It is double. It ain't easy. Only at night.
Well, I hope you don't give up, and I hope...
That was
going.
Quick. Now we got to go to commercial break.
Now we got to commercial break. Yes, that's right.
Tucker and Cup. What? That's gotta be fake, dude. That's gotta be fake. An MSNBC production. Oh my God, that's amazing. Oh my God, that's fucking amazing. I can't believe that, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
That motherfucker's getting corona right there. That's how you get corona.
Dude, Tucker Carlson can't get corona, bro. He's immune, dude. I feel like he's a fucking robot or something. Double is multiplication. Yes. Yes, it is. Did I fuck that up? Add it up. Add it up. See what you got. You got a media that sucks. Fuck the media. I think it was way better when Tucker Carlson worked for CNN. But yeah. He said double or multiplying. That's fucking hilarious. Not you, the guy in the clip. Oh, okay, word. But yeah, so it's a joke. All the media is a joke. They, you know, we have more validity than them, and we just talk shit. I feel like the way that they speak on live TV and their conjecture and their mannerisms and the way that they roll, they're just as unprepared as verbose.xyz. Shit, you know, fucking. Don Lemon, give us a spot on your show, motherfucker. Why are we calling out Alex Jones when we should be calling out your ass? Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. You. Oh, man. I almost wanted to go, you gay, black, media personality. But. I don't know. That might be racist, I guess, or perceived as such. But that's what he is. He wants to be identified by that. That's what freaks me out. It's like, don't call me that, but that's what I am. God damn it. We do need Jim Jones in our life. So what do you think? Is it the media? Am I wrong about that? Is it something else?
In this current situation? Or overall?
Yes. I'm talking about with coronavirus. Overall, it's obvious that they take control of like the government narrative. But with coronavirus and keeping coronavirus in perspective here.
Overall, the media is the definite problem. With coronavirus, I'm not so sure. I mean, maybe unless all these governors get most of their information from watching news and news outlets on the internet, I don't know why they would all decide to follow kind of the same really restrictive, you know, measures that we have never seen before.
But what about? I guess you're right. You know, are they freaking out based on what the intel they're receiving from medical outfits or from the news media?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Because I feel the response shows that it's a lot deadlier or dangerous disease than we're being led to believe. Because it is a pretty insane response. To put so many people out of work, to close down the Las Vegas Strip. I mean, like, if it's the media, they like it shows that you could steal an election or steal a country with media alone. You know, like, I feel like it's been such a massive response to this that it can't be just the media. It has to be something else.
You know what? You're right. It kind of you kind of sparked something in my brain. The hamster fucking kicked up. The media is just a part of that. The media is what is making it easier to sell for the average person to self quarantine, right? Because it's like, oh, the media is telling me that I should be really afraid, so I'm gonna hunker down. And then part of that is like why you have that split off of like younger people. Oh, well, the media told me that it isn't dangerous to me. It's only dangerous to old people, you know, because that's what we're paying attention. So we're easily directed by that. The powers that be have what the plan is. They feed part of that to the government, the other part to the media. And then it all fucking cohesives into a fucking tar pit trap of martial law.
Very possible. I mean, like, with all our technology today, the government has decided to run most of their news and updates and the hospitals about their drive-through testing through news organizations. We do not know who these news organizations, you know, work for, if it's a wag the dog type situation where they're trying to create a crisis. Because, we're not, like, we get Amber Alerts directly to our phone, but we're not getting any alerts about COVID fucking lines. We're not getting alerts, like, where to get toilet paper or any kind of help from them in any way. So it's weird that these media organizations have taken the forefront on educating the public on what to do.
Wow. That's crazy. That's the way that it gets out. I mean, how else are you going to do it? I mean, there are, like, emergency services, I suppose, right? And other fucking news, Bitcoin, 6,200 currently.
Wow.
Yeah.
This just saw it on the ticker. Bouncing up and down. It's kind of like the Dow. The Dow's been bouncing around, too. Up, down, up, down. It doesn't know what to do. No one knows what to do.
I haven't seen Bitcoin this high in a week. You know what I mean? It's been about a week. It's fucking crazy.
Is it time to buy more Bitcoin or time to sell?
No, neither. But you know what I'll always say. HODL, motherfuckers. HODL. I'm all about that HODL. I regret not buying at 38, and I heard rumors it was going to drop to 28 before the halving. And that would be cool, because once it halves, then there's, you know, less available, and it's going to increase in value just based on that, I would assume.
Best idea, correct. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Fucking, I hope it drops that low again, because then I can get closer to one Bitcoin. That's the goal for me, personally, as far as, like, my cryptocurrency savings, is to own one whole Bitcoin. Because then your value just fluctuates with the total overall price of the network, you know what I mean?
So, give it 2 weeks, man. One roll of toilet paper equals one Bitcoin.
I can see that. I can see that. And the U.S. dollar is worth, you know, fucking one tenth of a Mexican dollar. It'd be awesome. Fucking, oh yeah, and then shoot the gold. Shoot the gold so no one fucking gets it. That's what I'm fucking preaching from now on. Dude, you guys, fucking, you're listening to us, all two of you out there, love you. But you gotta be listening to some fucking Alex Jones, man. You wanna get paranoid as shit? Oh my fucking god, dude. This whole coronavirus thing going on, I had to fucking tune in. I tuned into that shit, and it's obscene, man. It blows my mind. Literally, on one end, you have people talking about keeping up their own personal health and living on business as usual. On the other end, you have this is a total lockdown. This is as serious it could be. And then you have, like, the Alex Jones spin of, like, they're using this to take away all the, you know, all of our rights and implement tyranny. And there's different phases of it. He's talking about, like, Alex told me to brew Corona in my sack. Yeah, exactly. You gotta get the coronavirus because it's turning the friggin' frogs gay. But the whole idea that it's, he's saying, and I've heard this other places other than Alex Jones, but he's saying that it's got an HIV-like structure, or HIV-like carrying system, and that you, once you get the disease, there's, like, several phases of it that you go through, the first sickness is just one, and that the world hasn't really seen what's going on with phase two and phase three, and that's what they're unrolling in China right now. That's the Alex Jones spin. Fucking, that it's fucking, it's Mad Max movies, bro. You gotta check that shit out. It's fucking beautiful. Alex is an epidemiologist. Obviously, he's one of the smartest men ever, didn't you know? He touts it all the fucking time. So, I must say to you, shout out to Alex Jones. You ever want to come on the show? I would love to fucking talk to you about Corona time. I love you guys out there. Thank you for fucking checking us out. We super appreciate it. Fucking bisexual Egypt in the house. Fucking. The one thing I gotta say though, before we really get into this shit, because this is gonna be good, the gay is real, y'all. We are Verbose Docs XYZ. We're here every week. We fucking love you guys. Fucking want to give it up for all of you in these hard times. You guys fucking take it easy. All right. Don't sweat the small stuff. Stay strong within your heart. Fucking be strong in these strong times. You gotta, be the change you want to see in the world. You gotta stand up where other people are falling down. Don't fucking hoard that toilet paper. Share your resources. Be good to your community. Fuck what the government's saying, but you gotta stand up. It's true. You gotta stand up because they ain't gonna fucking do anything for you. Who's gonna fucking do shit for you? You. All right? Stand up for you, your family, your friends. Love you all out there. We are verbose.xyz. We will see you next time. Bandana, I tatted on my A. $5,000 soap every time I bathe. I just told her maybe I mean what I say. I don't really play, and I hope you think it's shade. I had to drop down the name to remember her. When I come back with this K, I'ma kill a hoe. Thought I wouldn't get no sir. I put my cum on her face, but I'm pitiful. I got a pack of them Skittles, bro. All different flavors and all different flavor type of hoes, all on sinful. I got a bullet with somebody's name on it. I get up on him, I don't need no aim on it. Kill me a ghost on my jacket, got stains on it. Wiping my nose like I got some cocaine on it. Pulled out his carpet and ate me a plate on it. Called up his bitch on my dick, let her lay on it. I'm in the trap, I was like Gucci and Zay on it. I see a soda, I'm pouring an 8 on it. Nigga, you gotta do that every day. I'm about to disappear. Crazy. Don't say RJ what I missed the LA on it. Got a machine gun and they got a K on it. You got a dead and somebody gon' pay on it. I got a bed and your bitch wanna plank on it. Cut the cocaine with the creatine. Ay, fuck your dead homies and your memories. Ay. I got a good nigga auto with spray on it. I don't do layaway, I cannot pay on it. Foot on that nigga and I swear I'ma stay on it. Cameras no Britney, so they gotta wait on it. Niggas too sweet, I can just put my bay on it. I fuck on the granny, your hair got gray on it. Catch it down bad, I'ma blow out a bat. These niggas too slimy and playing with a sack. I got this thick, I'ma quit. I said ballin' like we want a ship. These niggas on hoes, I'ma go all the real. All through the back, they take me to the VIP. I send a bad jet to get some more hip. Ass is so fat and this off is a lip. Gave her the D, now she loving the crib. Feet wanna play, got his name on the tip. I got a bullet with somebody's name on it. I get up on him, I don't need no aim on it. Kill me a ghost on my jacket, got stains on it. Wiping my nose like I got some cocaine on it. Pulled out his coffin and ate me a plate on it. Called up his bitch on my dick, let her lay on it. I'm in the trap, I was like Gucci and Zay on it. I see a soda, I'm pouring the 8 on it. I fought a bitch in a Walmart and Tussaro. I had the pack, had the whistle, no smithing though. He tried to front on me in front of friends and fam. I had this bitch in the bag, what he didn't know. I came a long way from Bandon though. Now all my bosses are playing with a Kinnico. I bought up on a crack game, what they hitting for. I keep the pilots, I'm not talking steel toes.
Get the bus and no smoking, you know.